The chaylev of a korban is an islamila. Let's say a korban oilo. Rashi says, in korbanu do kotshi Hashem hein. The chaylev, that's part of the emurim, it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. It's called kotshi Hashem. And the kanim have no right to use it. And therefore, if you have a no from it, you're over an islamila. Rashi says, but the dam, even of a korban, is no islamila. The gemara runs out from sukkim, we'll see. That's one chumrah meilam boy, and also the chayav molav mishum pigul v'noisa v'tomei. That they have a korban that the kohen had the raw machshav and made the korban into pigul, or else the meat or the fats were left over. It's chal nisa pigul upon the fats also. It's chal nisa pigul and noisa on the fat also. And no din v'tomei. Rashi says im ochle b'tumei saguf chayiv shtei chatois. If the kohen eats it and he's tomei, he's chayiv two chatois. One mishum chaylev and achas mishum tumas aguf shibikaros. As a kitzur, the chaylev of the korban has a locha like the boss of the korban, and therefore these yisurim machal upon the chaylev also. Mashen kein bedam. By dam you don't have it. You don't have an issur. Noiser pigul tamei. The dam is not called part of the boss of the korban. Now v'chaymer bedam. Dam also has certain chumrus. V'chaymer bedam shehadam noi bebehema v'chayi v'yoyf. The dam is an issur to eat the dam, whether it's a behemoth, whether it's a chay, whether it's a knife. You can't eat the blood of it. Bein tumei mu bein tarim, whether a tor, whether a tamei, you have the issur. The chaylev, though, ain't a nergal of a behemoth terah bovad. But the chaylev is only also by a behemoth terah. Rashi's Kiddushin, the pasuk says, min a behemoth sheyakrivu mimeno. Mashmoni a behemoth that you can bring a korban from. Such a behemoth, the Torah says, you can't eat its chaylev. But Mashenkin a oif or a chayyah, the chaylev zamuta. What in a behemoth tomeya, also there's no wisa chaylev. Kavimor says, Mino anemili, how do we know this? Rashi says that the chaylev yesh by milo, that the chaylev, the fats of the korban, has nisa milo. Veloy maflig, the afilo chaylev kodishim kalim, even the chaylev kodishim kalim, afagav deim ben milo, the chayyayim, like when a korban shlomim, when it's alive, the korban is no wisa milo. The money belongs to the owner. But if you make a shechita and you're supposed to burn the emurim, then we hold yesh by mila be emurim liyachash nizrak domim. After the kohen makes his rikas adam, now the mitzvah is to burn the emurim. So on that fat, if you have hanor from it, you're over nisa mila. So how do we know this? Omer Reb Yana Yom Kippur Posik says kashe yurom mi shor zevach hashlomim. Rashi says be emurim par kohen mashiach ziv. This is a chattis, and it says that by the murm of the power, it says, burn those fats the same way kasha yur misho zavach hashlomim, the same way you'd burn it from a korban shlomim. So the question is, v'chiman lo madnu misho zavach hashlomim, what do we learn out from a korban? Yeah. Rashi says, v'chiman lo madnu tikoma kechoil, says here, kechoil masha mafrishin imur mishlomim, kach yifrishu mizeh, masha learning out. That the same way you burn, you mafresh the murim of a korban shlomim, the same way here is the power of a kohen mashiach. Avkani murim of roshim as a chelav amachas as a kerev. For the kashri is, the Torah says everything exactly the same. So what's the, what are you learning out for? The same thing the Torah says about a korban shlomim, what fats you have to burn. The same thing is by this power of the kohen mashiach. So what are you learning out? V'chimal lomadnu mishozev ha-shlomim, miyata reze bol lumad v'nim salamad. It's the opposite. Not all we're learning out from a korban shlomim, but the opposite of korban shlomim is being learned out from this power, this chatis. Yemakish shor zevach hashlomim lepar kohen mashiach. We make hekesh to the korban of shlomim, to this korban that the kohen gadol has to bring when he did a chet. This korban mi'or chatis. That ma par kohen mashiach, just like the kohen gadol has to bring his power. Yesh boy milo, pshitid is nisim milo upon the fats, bechel boy. But we'll soon see why, because the whole thing is burnt. Is af shor zevach hashlom, the same thing on a korban shlomim, yesh by milo, yev nisa milo, on the fats of the emurim. And the chiddush is, even though like Rashi says a korban shlomim, before you bring the zrika sadam, there's no issa milo, but after you make a zrika sadam, now a korban shlom has the same halacha, the emurim, like this chattis. Omale Rebbe Chanina, so Bechina said back, Omale Rebbe Chanina, kiyu rezu sheshonu Rebbe. Like, is it black to you? Like, how come you don't like what Rebbe taught us? That Rebbe taught us, the Postik says, Kol Chelev Lashem. It says, Kol Chelev Lashem. Rashi says, Bekot Shem Kalam Ksiv. Zed is possible by Kochim Kalim. Lochik Sid Bul Hashem, Lamein with the Kochi Hashem Karinabe, it's called Kochi Hashem Linyamilo. So the Mora says, the Rabbi say Muri Kochim Kalim Lumilo. That's what the Chalina learns out. That's what Rebbe learns out. That the Chiddush here, the Nisim Milo, on the Imurim of the Kochim Kalim, of the Korim Shlomim, it's fast that you have to burn. That's what supposed to Chol Chelub Lashem is the Rabbis that is Milo on Kochim Kalim. So what do you have to learn out from this power of the Kochim Mashiach? Learn out from this Pasuk. So Rabbi Abayi says, yes, Yitzchak, we need both Pasukim like. The Kochim Rachmona Chelub, we just would have said the second Pasuk, Chol Chelub, have a Milo Chelub in. Only the fat is an Issa Milo. But Yoseris, Ushtei Kloyis Loi. But Yoseris, the lobe on top of the liver, or the two kidneys, Rashi says, the lav chelev ikri, these things are not called chelev, maybe there's no Issa Milo on the Korban Shlomim. Therefore, Kosra Chamon, the Torah writes, Kashe Yuram, Mashm, anything that's burnt, all the Yimurim that you have by the power, Koin Mashiach, all those Yimurim by Korban Shlomim also, the din is to, it's Issa Milo. If so, just say that. No, the Kosra Chamon, Kashe Yuram, yes, without the second, for that posik of Kashe Yuram, that a Korban Shlomim is like a power, Koin Mashiach. Have I would have thought to say, Chelev Alyo, the Leise Bishor. Let's see, the fat upon the tail that you don't have by your shore. Hashir, if so, Loi, there's no similar, I would have thought to say. It's because Rachmona, Kol Chelev, the Torah says, no Kol Chelev, any fats, even the fats of the tail of a Korban Shlomim. Rashi says, Alyo, the last day be sure loy nimulobo ki maisi kevis the shomer brings a kevis yaleim for korban shlomim the aliyas ha kevis karinim bay there is the tail you have to burn kosach mona kol chelav the asker chon al yadik we chelav we know the tail is called fat the chsiv chel boy heldi or al yor tamima south the posuk from par doesn't have the tail, it's not the imurim. So learn how to spot the kochelib, even the fat of the tail also, to bring a kevis. For a shlomim, it's also nisimilo. So you need both sukkim. Oh, male rav mori le rav zavid, i'al ye ikri chelib, if the tail is called chelib, the fat, is sotisse bachilo. It should even be yasa bachilo. Even every tail of a lamb should be yasa bachilo, if you say it's called chelib. And that's what Nisei Murim, to burn in Nisei Milo. So how come we're allowed to eat it on a regular behemoth? Well, Malay said that to Malech HaMakron. This the Pasuk says, Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesev V'Eiz. It says, what fat is also? Only a fat that's Shoveh with a Shor, a Kesev, an Eiz. It means, Dovra Shoveh B'Shor V'Kesev V'Eiz. Only fat that you have on all three animals. Mashenki in the tail that you don't have by your Shor, even though you have it by Kesev, it's not also. Rashi says, "Loyosu Torah lahanoy bekulam." The Ali ain't mehegis loy bishov loy beis. A shor and an eiz, a goat doesn't have tails, doesn't have fat there. Only the lamb. Therefore, it's not also. Therefore, we'll not eat it. Yeah, Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, "Chel boy Ali ikri." It's called the fat of the tail, but chelav stam li ikri. It's not called stam chelav. That you're not. It's not also teeth. It's not treif like. It's not an isa chelav on it. If on a regular behemoth, chulin, you're allowed to eat the chelev of the tail. Elamiyat is so the Gemara's question, lo yimlabo, is so that there shouldn't be nista milu either. Rashi says, why the milu mi call chelev lashem nafgalon? For a mat that love chelev, that's not called chelev. So this should not be included from the post, it could call chelev lashem. Ela, you have to come back and say, machvata kiri of Zvid. You have to come back and say clearly, the better answer is, like Rav Zvid said. The Pasuk says, "Kol chelav shor kesev yeis." Only chelav that's hushlu b'shloshton. But this fat you don't have by shloshton, it's not osetit. But avada the chelav of the alya is called chelav. Now the Gemara says the mishnah mashen kein b'dam. By dam you don't have in isamila. So menorah and amila. How do we know this? There's no isamila on the dam of a korban. So Amulu the Yomakor. The Pasuk says lochem. Rashi says, "Vanina sat lechem." It says, "We give the dam." Shlechem yehi almo lav kotche gvoyhu. That the dam is not called kotche gvoyhu. It says, "Lechem shlechem yehi." It belongs to you. Meaning, there's no isamila. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tani, he learns like this. It says lechaper with the dam of the korban we use for kapora. The zvikas dam is mechaper on the mizbeach. So we dashin lekapora nesativ for lo lemila. It was only given for kapora and not for mila. There's no isamila. Rashi says veloishie kori sheli limoboy shein emedus al lechaper b'shvilchem. The dam is given for our sake, for our kapora, and not like the tzorchi Hashem. Rabbi Yechon the Gemara says omar kro. Rabbi Yechon says that Omar Kor, the Pasuk says, who lefnei kapora kliacha kapora? It says, who by dam? Mashma dam always has the same halacha. The same way it is lefnei kapora, before the zrika, the same way it is lecha kapora. So ma liacha kapora, just like after you made the zrika sadam. Ein boy milo, pshita, then there's no wisamilo anymore. On the shirayim, because it's not called kodesh Hashem anymore. Like you already made the zrika. Is so af lefnei kapora, the same thing that dam before the zrik, also the svar is ein b'milo, there's no isemilo. That's the pasuk of who Rashi says mashme beviyosan yehei that le'olam dinoi shova, the din of the dam never changes, the same way it is later, it is before also. So since later for sure we have to kapora, there's no isemilo, it's not oimit v'kotsh Hashem anymore. So what then before zrik also there's no milo. The Aima, what don't I say? Hu liyacha kapor klefnei kapor. Say the opposite way. Say the dam, the same way it is before kapor, that there is an istamila, maybe that's the same way it is lacha kapor. Even after you make a zriko, if you'd have hanor from the dam, maybe you would be over the istamila. And say, ma lefnei kapor. In Svara, I would have said, just like before kapor, there's an istamila on the dam, yesh by mila, if you have hanor from it, is maybe after liyacha kapor, the same thing should be lacha kapor also. Yesh by mila should be nisamila. Smer says, no, that can't be. Ein lecha dover is nothing. Shenasa mitzvosai umoylem boy. There's nothing that you did its mitzvah. Like here, once you made this rika sadam, it's called nasa mitzvosai. You did the mitzvah this rika. So once you did the mitzvah, you're not over the isamila anymore. So therefore, pshita, once you made this rika sadam, there can't be mila afterwards. So therefore, the posuk who was teaching us that who had been before zrika also, there's no isamila on dam. Tzvah says, is that true? Veloi, is there nothing after mitzvah? So there's no isamila for a truma sadeshin. Yeah, truma sadeshin means you used to take a truma, a cupful of the ashes off the mizbech every morning. Then nasa mitzvah, so those ashes, you already did the mitzvah, you already burnt the korban already, came into ashes already. So it's called the nasa mitzvah. Still lumoylem boy. If somebody has hanor from those ashes, you're over the isamila. Rashi says, truma sadeshin means cold boik every morning. Term used to take a truma mideshim mizbeach molim achta a shovelful, and they used to put it on the side of mizbeach and there's nivlor shom and there's nisa mila there. So Mara says dichsiv, what the pasuk says there, v'samul eitzel mizbeach, you should put it next to the mizbeach, and we dashin put it there, and it stays there. Mean to say you can't have anor from it's also banor. So even though the ashes is already nasa mitzvah, so it's still also banor. There's nisa mila on it. So Mara says true. But you can't learn out from this, Mishum Devi Trumas Hadeshen or Bigde Kuna. There's another chiddush by Bigde Kuna also. Rashi says it means the Abo Bigde Lovin, Shekoin Godu Nichas Ben Lefayan Lefnim, Yom Kippurim. The four special white begotten that the Koin Godu wears on Yom Kippur. So that we say, Tunin Geniza Lomis, you have to bury it and hide it, you can't use it. So there, it's also, even though it's Nasa Mitzvason, there's Nisamila on it. So Mara says, Bigde Kuna. And these two things are Shneik Suma Boink Yechud, that these are two special Kedushim, two special Psukim we have here, by the Truma Sedeshin and by the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that even though it's Nasa Mitzvos and it's also Banor, there's Nisa Mila on it. And therefore the Klal is that the whole Shneik Suma Boink Yechud, anytime you have two Psukim coming together, Ein Melamden, you can learn out from it. That's the Klal. That is, if you would learn that all over the Torah, just should have said it one time. And from that, I would learn out. Since the Torah said it twice, mashma only these two places and no place else. So Mara says that depends. Hanicha, this is good, l'rabbonim d'yamri, v'hinichem shom, melamed shetunin geniza. If you learn the rabbonim, it's very good. It says by the Big Day Kohen Gadol, v'hinichem shom, you should put it there. And the rabbonim say, it means melamed shetunin geniza, you can't use it anymore. That's also banor. Elo l'rabbi doisa d'yoma. It just means, l'yishtamash b'em yom kippur macher. Just means the Kohen Gadol should not use it the next year. But in between, you're allowed to use it. Rashi says, "Ksherim him the Kohen Hedyot kol hashana." She Kohen Hedyot mishamish ben beabor kelim. A regular current head, you can use these four clothing the whole year. If so, what does it say the word v'nichem shom? Rashi says, Malamish le'ishtamish hulukha yom kippur acher. Just you shouldn't use it for next Yom Kippur. But then you don't have a special pasuk to say that it's chaser banor, there's an issur milah. So according to him, there's no issur milah by Bigdei Kohen Gadol. And so there's only one pasuk by Trumas Hadeshen. So let's learn out from Trumas Hadeshen. Just like here, even though it's not some mitzvah, it's chaser banor, it's issur milah, all over should be the same way. The Gemara says, Ela mishum dehevi Trumas Hadeshen v'egla rufa. It says the same chiddush by egla rufa also. That these are shnei ksum v'boin kiyech, v'shnei ksum v'boin kiyech, rei malamdin. Egla roof also, Rashi says, afopi shenasa mitzvosoi, even though you made the egla roof, you chopped off its head, asur v'anor, it's also to have anor from it, it's here v'yor p'shom, shom teik p'rosoi, it's also to bury it there. So even though it's nasa mitzvos, it's also to have anor. And therefore it says, these two places, rei malamdin. So Mora says, honich l'mandi amei malamdin, that's very good of the old law of when it says two times, you can't learn out. But elo lamandi yom malamdin, if Satara says something twice, so what? Still you can learn out all over. So Michael Maima, let's learn out from Trumas Hadeshen and from Egla Rufa all over that you say, even though it's nasa mitzvot, it should be asa bano. So Mora says, I'll tell you, shrei miyute ksiv. It says two miyutim, as if to say, Rashi says, afu lamandi yom biyam.